that. I mean, that. How hard can it be?
Every year the Olympics comes around, you watch this crap and you think, I can do that.
You've been
the
training.
Trampoline.
You've been training for handball since you were what, about 8, 9 years
exactly.
old? Maybe 10.
Handball is like water polo
without
on
swimming.
Land.
Yeah, exactly.
And come on.
Okay, this should have been a.
If they had golfing in water, I think I could be on the golf team.
Yeah, there you go.
In Rio, but they don't have that.
This should have been a story all on its own. But they're actually thinking of entering. I'm going to try to find it right now. They were actually trying to get 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics.
Yeah,
no way.
FIBA's trying to get it done. 3-on-3.
How awesome would that be?
It's not the worst idea, but there are definitely sports that would be better suited for the Olympics than that. I'd much rather see lacrosse in the Olympics. That'd be a great Olympic sport to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, the reason for it is they want to try in some way.
To help the Americans dominate in something again?
No, to help other countries who maybe can't field a competitive 5-on-5 team. Mm-hmm.
Was that what they were talking about on Yahoo today or something like
could
that?
Could have been.
They're like trying to do it.
FIBA's making a push.
Playground style.
Yeah, FIBA's making a push. And I guess they would play. I don't know if they play it outside or not. Since we've chosen 3-on-3 as being one way of bringing the community to the games. For us, this is really about growing the mass of players on a grassroots basis. We want them to be part of the family and hopefully have new talents for the game. What's next? 1-on-1?
Well, they can't. Here's the thing. You can't have most countries around the world just can't compete on any level with the countries that have been dominating basketball over the past few years. So the only thing is come up with a new event and to have 3-on-3 introduced, allow them to compete. Those smaller countries.
But don't we dominate in more sports than, I mean, what was it, 2 Olympics ago? We got the bronze. I mean, I know we've dominated in basketball, but it's not like we win everything every year all the time.
That's true.
You know, I mean, there's other sports where we've dominated more, I think.
They said
boxing.
Like volleyball has beach volleyball, swimming has synchronized swimming. This is from the FIBA guy. But here's the thing. Synchronized swimming sucks 1,000 times worse than swimming. But beach volleyball is better than regular volleyball.
True.
So which one would it be? Would it be more like the swimming or more like the volleyball? I think it'd be more like the swimming.
I think the swimming.
I can't wait to watch this.
You know what I want?
You have guys go out there with their high tops.
Oh yeah.
Their socks pulled up. They'll have their goggles on, headband.
Hot sauce, baby.
46-year-old guys out there.
Trying to take. Along came Polly.
Slip and slide. Slip and slide.
I'd much rather have. Would it be two and ones or threes and twos? How would they play?
Gotta be twos and ones. Call your own fouls.
Would there be free throws? Oh, that would go wrong.
Make it, take it.
International incident. You want one? You got one.
Let's play 4-man 21.
Yeah.
Olympic sport.
How about taps?
How about 5-on-5 or 6-on-6 rather? They play half court like they used to do in the old school girls' basketball.
Well, you just want to take women all the way back to the 1910s, huh?
Hey, they just started allowing Saudi Arabian women to compete in the Olympics. Don't tell me
about
turning back the clock.
Yeah, they're about to get beheaded.
Well, that's Tunisia. Okay, so what about this? What about going 2-on-2 like the old NBA Jam game? I'd much prefer that.
Yes, I like that.
And every time they slammed it, they'd have to scream something like in the game?
It'd be straight.
Cowabunga!
All pick and rolls. Straight pick and rolls.
That'd be sweet.
I'm down with this 3-on-3. I'm down with it. You want to know why?
Why are you down? Tell me how you're down.
Because we can start competing again in Hoop Fest on our way. Hoop Fest could be an Olympic
qualifier
right here in Little Rock.
Hoop Jams.
They changed Hoop Jams now?
Worst idea ever.
Yeah.
I think it's the worst idea ever.
I do like
I love
lacrosse.
It.
I did, though, Justin.
Lacrosse needs to be in. I would much
why?
Prefer because it's a great team sport. It'd be awesome.
It's the fastest growing sport in America, too.
I didn't know that.
I mean,
it'd be cheaper.
Really
it'd be cheap. It'd be not cheaper than basketball, but cheap.
We just had a soccer guy say soccer was the fastest growing sport.
Maybe in the world.
Okay.
But
I think lacrosse is in America.
But in the greater
those numbers are all
Signal Media area, lacrosse is booming.
Bam. Bam. Yeah, but how many people can, you know, I think lacrosse, and I love lacrosse. I grew up around, you know, in the Northeast, mm-hmm. It's popular.
Yeah.
But when you get 3-on-3 basketball, everybody's been exposed to basketball. So I think you can just roll it out.
But what would make somebody play 3-on-3 versus the 5-on-5? Like, why do synchronized swimming?
We only have four players
because you're not good enough.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I think.
It would have to be a small country where you don't have the kind of talent to compete on the 5-on-5. But then you probably wouldn't have the same kind of talent. You know, in the United States, I don't know if they would even try to field a 3-on-3 team.
Okay, who's the American? Of course they would. Who's the American 3-on-3 team?
Who won
LeBron
Hoop
James?
No, they're not going to play in a 3-on-3. You know what you're going to get?
If you're picking.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. They're not NBA guys. playing 3-on-3. Most likely you're going to get amateurs.
I understand
who
that.
Have competed and want to compete throughout. I think it'd be a great. Can you imagine how awesome it would be to have 10 major cities throughout this country having a 3-on-3 tournament to compete in the Olympics?
Not as good as if LeBron, Dwight Howard, and Kobe played together on a 3-on-3 team.
That'd be filthy, but
that'd be awesome. Okay, so what's going on with Life Chance? We're gonna have to get to it because we're gonna run out of time.
Yeah, we got registration ending soon, August 25th. We're gonna have our tryouts out at Little Rock Christian Academy on that Sunday, and then the coaches meeting that Sunday night. So right now we're right in the middle of it. We've got people that are done with baseball. The Olympics are over. School's starting. So we're just getting hammered.
What's the age?
Yeah, youngest to oldest.
Yeah, 5 through 12. Yeah, 5 through 12 year olds. Your birthday's based off of September 1st. So it'll be whatever age you are on September 1st of this year.
What's it, lifechamps.org?
Lifechamps.com.
Cam.
And there's flag and tackle. 5 and 6 year olds are only flag, and then 11 and 12 year olds are only tackle, but then the two middle groups.
What's the cost of one of the games and one of the practices?
$160 per. Practices will be up to the coach depending on what team you get on. We kind of throw everybody. You can bring a couple players to each team. It's kind of how it works, and then everybody else goes into a basket and we divvy them up. And so there's a little bit of parity there. We try to balance the teams the best we can.
What days are the games?
Sunday. Sunday afternoons.
Sunday afternoon, okay.
Uh-huh. And we play at Pulaski Academy, War Memorial, Little Rock Central, and then at Fellowship Bible Church out on their field. So cool. We have several different locations.
Okay, Maddox will be one of the oldest 5-year-olds out there. You think I should stick him in this year?
Dude.
He'll have the biggest head of any of the 5-year-olds,
sure.
I guarantee you that.
Extra large helmet.
Tackle that candy apple.
It's funny.
They don't wear helmets in the flag, right?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah, they look like bobblehead dolls. Oh, it's hilarious.
Luck. You need a 12-year-old helmet for him. What? Who do they call, or how do they get on?
Is their neck strong enough to keep up the helmet?
Coaches really do have to, you know, they have to practice with them on. Those first several practices are tough. Yeah. I mean, mouthpiece and helmet, they'll get them out there doing neck exercise because it really is. I had a parent tell me the other day, her kid fell with pads on and he couldn't get up.
Yeah.
And they had to kind of teach him how to roll over and get up. So, but yeah, they learn that in practice. But would you say contact information?
Yes.
501-255-0950, or they can email Rebecca, Rebekah, at lifechamps.com.
Rebecca. She's supposed to come up here.
Rebecca?
She's running away. I invited her to come up next time Life Champs is going down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you need to tell them. Very angry. Matter of fact, I'll tell them tonight at D1.
All right.
We got to hit a quick timeout and come back, and we'll reiterate this and talk about some of the advantages of getting your kid in at 5 years old, if you can explain that to me.
All right.
Because I'm going to have to sell that at home.
I'll do that.
I'd much rather do that than go watch.
No, you know what you need to do, you fat butt, is get over to D1 with me tonight. It's what they call it?
County Fair.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That sounds fun.
Aches and pains. Aches and pains.
How many games did you beat me in yesterday?
Ooh.
First of all, you cheated twice.
We gave you.
And there was only 3 games.
Playing a pickup game. I gave McCauley, he didn't even deserve, and we still won the game.
You like
baby.
That, huh? You
yeah,
like
I
that.
Did. Rub it in.
That's a little. That's how the 3-on-3 Olympic.
I agree with you though. You were right. You guys were right on that call because there was a certain someone that likes to. He fouls on just basically every play in one way or another. Finally got called on it, and it almost cost us the game. But he came back and hit a jumper. We won. So. Pat doesn't like it because a short, fat loser like me can be on a team that can beat him. That's what's brilliance of basketball.
Go to D1. Change your life around. You need to reevaluate the situation.
Look.
Go to D1.
That's the least of my problems.
Ben Farris is going to be working out.
I'm going.
I'll tell you about it.